She's a wonder in my
soul.
Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Father. What a mighty God you are. Thank you, Father, once again for the precious opportunity that you will summon all of us under the sound of my voice all the way into your very presence so that we could feast from the king's table. So you have invited us to the banquet that a king gives for his son, your son Jesus Christ, Lord. You have invited all of us to come on in and eat from the king's table, my Father. What an awesome God you are. What a mighty God you are. And Father, for that we say thank you, Lord God. You're mighty, Lord, and none like you in all the earth, Lord God. And we honor you, Father, in everything that we do. You know, our greatest desire, my Father, is to bring glory to your name, my Father. So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would equip us, that you would build us up, that you would motivate us, that you would strengthen us, my Father, that you would make us what you would want us to be. We're the part, we're the clay, you're the potter. And Father, what we ask is that you mold us and that you shape us and that your kingdom come and that your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven, my Father. And Lord, as in always, we'll be careful to give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the credit, now and forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, out there in radio land. Hello. I told y'all I like saying that. Saying what? Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Oh, I love saying that. Hallelujah. Because you hear me say this all the time. So, boy, I found out something. And I found out something, listen, not just from man, I found out something from God. What? That he said you're a mighty man. He said you're a mighty woman. So I'm just saying what he said. That's what I come to realize about Jesus. You know, he only said what he heard his Father say. He only did what he saw his Father do. He said, my Father work and I work. My Father speak and I speak. You seen me, you seen the Father. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what I, That's what I want more than anything else. But I just want to know what God say. Thank God for what man say. Hallelujah, amen. Even the Old Testament characters in the Bible, thank God for that. They were all types and shadows of something that was really to come, a reality. It was just types and shadows of things that was to come. Hallelujah. But boy, I'm talking about a more sure word, even than that of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Jeremiah, Obadiah, Hosea, all the prophets. A more sure word than that was what the king say. Who is the king? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What the king say? Not just who he is and what he did, but what he said. Hallelujah. That's important to come to the knowledge of that. And I think what he preached, you hear me say this all the time too on this radio broadcast, what he preached has been lost in the graveyard of religion. So all the religious church know is the gospel of Jesus. But they don't know the gospel that he preached. And they don't understand, man, what he commissioned his disciples, his students, his followers. This is what he told them. At first, he sent them out two by two at first. He said, go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Cast out devils and heal the sick. That's what he told them, man, when he sent them out two by two. And boy, they followed the simple instruction. They didn't go preach Jesus. Jesus was included in the message, but the subject matter was not Jesus. The subject matter was what Jesus preached. What did Jesus preach? Repent. That word mean to change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because there's a man thinking in his heart, so is he. What do you mean, change, repent? Why? Because the kingdom of heaven has arrived. It's within your reach. That's what that hand means. It's within your reach. That's how close it is. Hallelujah. At hand means within hand reach. It means that you can grab a hold to it. You can touch it. You can seize it. You can place it in your possession. Well, all of the kingdom of heaven. You mean to tell me we can receive it? We can grab a hold to it? We can seize it and touch it and place it in our possession? That's what the word receive means. To grab a hold of, to seize, and to place in your possession. What? Your inheritance. That was yours before the foundation of the world. What's that other? All of the kingdom of heaven. You know what religion does? Religion prepare you to go to heaven. You know what Jesus Christ come preaching? I come to bring heaven back to you. Let me say that again, because I need you to hear this. Religion prepares us to go to heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. I'll fly away one day, you know, climbing up on the rough side of the mountain, trying to make it in. Those are all religious songs. They sound good and everything else. But man, God didn't tell us to climb no mountain. He told us to speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ didn't tell us, man, you know, everything going to be all right and sweet by and by. He cast out devils and healed the sick in the right there and then. And they're saying, so that maybe he can do the same thing in the right here and now. What? The works that he did. He didn't say we could do it. He said, shall you do it? The word shall mean most definitely. What? The works that Jesus Christ did. Shall the who? The church. Most definitely do. The same words. Hallelujah. What the Holy Spirit waiting on? He waiting on a specific message. What message is he waiting on? The Bible says he's going to testify and bring us into remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ said. What do you mean? He's going to manifest it. What? What Jesus said. Hallelujah. He only manifests, man, what the Father said. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the earth was barred and without shape and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the waters, and God seen it. What happened first? The master contractor, the builder, did what? He moved on the face of the deep. And what happened? And God started talking. Who? The king. And when the king spoke, the Holy Spirit, the master contractor, took that word, boy, and brought it into manifestation, into existence. Same thing that brought the word of God into existence in Jesus Christ's life. He was an ordinary man, full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the word of God. a lot of those things that he did on the earth, he didn't do that as the Son of God. There are some things that the Son of God do, but Jesus, all them works that Jesus Christ was doing, he was doing as the Son of Man. He was doing that as a human being, man, full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the Word of God. So you and I, that, man, the same thing can happen to us. When? When we get filled with the Holy Spirit and acting on the, speaking and acting on the Word of God, too. What? When we get filled with the Spirit, overflowing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, man, according to the power that worketh within us. What power is that? The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. But you say, boy, he has done exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could even ask, think, or imagine. According to the power that worketh on the inside of us. On the inside of us. What we got to do? You got to work that power. You got to work that word. You got to return that word back to him. You got to speak that word. You got to be filled with the Spirit, with all wisdom and the Word of God, and with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and filled with the Spirit to overflowing. Hallelujah. So that way we can say the same thing that Jesus said, what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal a broken heart, recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bound, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The Bible said he closed the book. He didn't say nothing about the day of the vengeance of the Lord. He closed the book on that part. Hallelujah. But what I like about it, what I was saying earlier, he found a place where it was written about him. That's why when I read the Bible, man, I look in here for the place where it's written about me. And boy, I found out in the Bible, man, that he said that. What? That we are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And that's what he said about you, too. So I just find a place where he said about me, and boy, I put that in my mouth. And I confess that with my mouth. What you doing, Arthur? I'm operating the law in the kingdom, called the law of sowing and reaping. What? I'm sowing. What you sowing? What you planting? I'm planting the word of God. What are you planting there? I'm planting it in the soil of my life, my heart, my mind. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's a man thinking in his heart. So is he. And from the abundance of the heart, a man will speak. And a man from the good treasures of his heart will bring forth, watch this, good things. How I get it out of my mouth, I got to put it in my heart. The Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How I get it into my heart, I got to plant it in there. I got to sow it in there. How I sow it in there and plant it into my heart, my life, I got to speak it. What's happening as I speak it? When you speak it, when you first start speaking, you're planting it. And as you continue to speak it and act on it, then you're cultivating it and you're watering it. And guess what's going to happen in due season? If you don't cave in and give up or quit, you're going to reap. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. You ain't gonna plant no apples and get tomatoes. You ain't going to plant no tomatoes and get apples. You're going to reap what you sow. So, boy, when I found out that principle, man, I just started saying the word of God in the midst of adversities. And when you start living that way by faith in the word of God and speaking that, man, people think you're crazy, man, because you'll be calling things that be not as though they was. You'll start calling yourself healed. When the doctor say, boy, you got 6 months to live and your body's racked with cancer. You start calling yourself blessed when every circumstance, situation, and symptom around you seem like you're cursed. You start calling yourself a mighty man and a mighty woman of God, even when you're weak like Gideon. You start calling yourself everything that God say about you. You start calling, even if it ain't that way, you start calling things that be not as though they was. But we who have the God kind of faith, we call those things that be not as though they was. What are you talking about, Arthur? I'm still talking about, men, the laws of the kingdom, the law that governs God's kingdom. I ain't talking about the law he gave to Moses for the children of Israel. I'm talking about the law he gave to the whole human race. What's that? That's the law of life. What's that? That's what the king said. What God said. What's that? That's a law, too, the word of God. The word of God is law. And it's the law of life. What's that? is life in what God's word says. In the darkness or the ignorance of God's word, can't stop that word from shining. In darkness, and the darkness can't put it out. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, the word of life, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. That's offsprings of God. That's children of the Most High God. That's God, me, and your Father. That's your source and sustainer of your life. The source of your life and the sustainer of your life. Let me tell you something, boy. God got great children and mighty children. And let me tell you something else about, boy, your Father in heaven, your source. He ain't no deadbeat dad. He going to take care of his children. He maybe don't seem that way. And if you want to manifest it in your life, then you got to operate according to that law in the kingdom called the law of sowing and reaping. As long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest time. Time to plant, time to reap. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who went out, boy, and sowed his seed in the ground, and he go home. Hallelujah. And he rest, and he get up, and he go and cultivate his field. What it is, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a farmer, who planted seed in the ground, and then he go home. He knoweth not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. What? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. What happened? The earth bring forth of itself. What we say the earth was, that's your heart. That's your life. When you see the word heart in the Bible, most of the time we're talking about your mind. Hallelujah. So what you got to do, you got to be, man, not conformed to this world system, but transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. That's what the Bible say in the book of Romans. Don't be conformed to this world or this world system, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Why? So that you can prove, so that you can manifest what is the good and perfect will of God for your life. And what is the good and perfect will of God for our lives? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's the will of God for our lives. That's the original intent that God has for our lives. The original intent. Hallelujah. What? That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That it be what on earth? That it be in our lives here on earth. That it be in our minds, our thinking here on earth. When we all get to heaven, no, here on earth. That it be in earth, just like it is in heaven. And then he tell you the next thing to do now, say, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Well, everything that I have need of, man, whatever it is that I have need of, spirit, soul, and body, to accomplish that in my life. What? Your will and your desire, Father God. And what's your will and desire for all of our lives? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That earth be a colony of heaven. So the same thing that's going on in heaven, man, be going on the earth. The governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting it with his will, his intent, his desire, his plan, his purpose. And what that is again, that we be in his image and his likeness, that's character and nature. Same just like him. Walk like him, talk like him, think like him, act like him, be like him, live like him. His image and his likeness. Hallelujah. And function like him. How he function? He function by faith. He say what he believe, and he believe what he say. And boy, when he say something, the Holy Spirit take what he say and manifest it in the earth. That's the same Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you and I, waiting to do the same thing, brother, he did in the life of Jesus, who was to express the image of the Father. Jesus said, you seen me, you seen the Father. You want to know the Father and what he do and how he act? Watch me and you'll see him. What Jesus did, he went about doing good and healing all those who was oppressed of the devil. What he did, he went about doing good and destroying the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Separated you and I from man, our source and our sustainer. Separate you from your Father in heaven. Separate you from your purpose. Your potential, your power, your Father in heaven, your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us. Watch. When, that was prepared for who? For you. Watch this. This is where the emphasis is at. That Bible say this, man. Come you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this here. I told you I found a place where it's written about me or you. Come get your inheritance. What? What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this here. That was prepared for you. Prepare for who? For you. For me. When? Before the foundation of the world. What was prepared for us before the foundation of the world? Did he say for us to come get what? All of the kingdom of heaven. It belonged to you. And the devil don't ever want you to know about the kingdom. He don't mind you knowing, man, about how long the nails was in Jesus' hand and then and the holes in his side and his hand and his feet and everything else and the last seven sayings on the cross. Man, you don't mind you knowing all that. As long as you don't know nothing about the kingdom. As long as you don't know nothing about your inheritance. As long as you don't know nothing about what's been prepared for you before the foundation of the world. As long as you don't know, boy, what your Father in heaven is all about. As long as you don't know what he's doing in the earth. You don't mind you knowing, man, what the Baptist doing, what the Methodist doing. When I say all these things, I ain't talking about the people. I'm talking about the religion and what the politicians are doing and what Trump is doing or nobody else doing. It don't matter who he got in there, man. It's only what you do for God that's going to last. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, he don't mind you knowing all about that, what religion is doing, what the Muslim doing, what the Hindus doing, Buddha's doing, Christians doing, Catholic doing, all the religion. You don't mind you knowing and studying all about that, as long as you don't find out what God is doing. What God is doing? Establishing his covenant in the earth. What's his covenant? I want to make man just like us. In our image and our likeness. And I'm going to give them what power and control and influence over a territory that I prepared and created for them. Just like I got a territory, God say, if my territory is heaven, hallelujah, then I'm going to create my children. I'm going to give them a territory. And their territory is going to be earth. And then I'm going to put on the inside of them all the potential that they have need to make it in their territory, just like it is in my territory, said the Lord. How come it ain't like that? How come it's all hell on the earth, man? Because you ain't heard about the kingdom. We ain't establishing the kingdom in the earth. We're establishing church in the earth. We're establishing religion in the earth. We have in church instead of man being the church or becoming the church. I say another, being the church. See, one thing to have church, and man, we can have a good church, but your emotions get stirred up, man, and you feel a little stuff and goosebumps and everything else, and then leave out there, man, and still be defeated, man, by the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things. Enter in and choke the word out of our lives. What are you after? The kingdom of heaven. The Bible say, boy, the farmer sow the seed and he go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. What? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. But that, boy, that's the manifestation of the seed. That's the glory of the seed. That's the manifestation of the word of God in our life. Not just the word that we speak or the word that we preach or the word that we teach about. Not just enticing words of our knowledge and our wisdom, but in demonstration and in power. For what purpose? The Bible says, so that the faith of the hearers don't stand in the wisdom of a man, but in the power of God. When they going to be like that, boy, when they see the power of men that working on the inside of us? When they going to see that kind of power, boy? When we get on the assignment. When we do what Jesus said. Jesus, I told you, Jesus sent the 12 out, and he didn't leave men a message up to them because he know we got our own message. He gave us specific instruction. He said, go preach the kingdom of God. That's what he told them. What he told them, go preach the kingdom of God and cast out devils and heal the sick. We go preach the gospel of Jesus. Don't cast out no devils and ain't no sick getting healed. How come? Perhaps, man, we're not following the simple instruction. What's the simple instruction? Go preach the gospel of the kingdom and cast out devils. Why? Because he's scared of that message. He'll take off running, boy, from that message, just like he took off running from Jesus, man, in the wilderness. The Bible says, boy, after Jesus Christ put the word of God on his book, what's that? The word of God? That's the law of life. You know, the Bible says in the book of Romans, the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set you and I free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do, what law? The law that he gave Moses. What they could not do, what they couldn't do, they couldn't justify us. They couldn't put us back in right standings with God. It was just a schoolmaster, boy, until the righteous demands of God could be met himself. When he can come and do just like he did in Genesis chapter 3, boy, when Adam and him tried to provide salvation for themselves. That's the first religion. Man trying to appease a deity or to reach God. What God did, God took the fig leaves off him, and God clothed them in with an animal skin, with the blood of animal skin. God provided a sacrifice. God saved them. Hallelujah. God delivered them. God promised them that he would never leave them and never forsake them. God told them, man, gave them a promise that one day I'll promise you something, that I'm going to come myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from the destruction that you're in right here now, and I'm going to set you back on course toward the destination that I originally had for your life. What's that again, that destination that God has for our lives? That we be just like him in character and nature, and that we reign, watch this here, not in heaven, that we reign on the earth. Glory to God. You can't reign in heaven. That's God's territory. The only thing you can be in heaven is a prince or a princess. God is a king, and he created you in his image and his likeness. So he wants you to be a ruler too, whether you're in a male body or a female body, a king or a queen. They both mean the same thing. What? A ruler. What's a king? He's a ruler. What's a queen? She's a ruler. What do they rule over? They rule over their territory. They rule over his circumstances, their situations, their symptoms, their lives, their subjects. Who that? That's a king. That's a queen. What they do? They reign in life. And you know how they reign in life? With words. A king's word is law. All they do is speak. Yeah, Lord. And baby, it becomes so. What he do? He just speak. What a king do? He just speak, boy, and his word is law. When he speak, especially when he speak from his throne, when he speak from his throne, boy, you can listen. That's a done deal. He can't alter that word, nor can it return unto him born. He got to accomplish it. That's why that king had to get that woman, man, the head to join the Baptist. Because the king had spoke. Dance, woman, I give you anything you want, even up to the half of my kingdom. And he said that in front of all his dignitaries from sitting on his throne. And when that woman danced before him and pleased him, he said, what do you want? That woman said, give me the head to join the Baptist. And he said, oh, Lord, that's the last thing I want to do. Nevertheless, you know, hey, I just spoke. And when I spoke, especially when I spoke from my throne, then my word became law. So I ain't got no choice in the matter. Same thing, boy. When God speak, his word become law. And it got to be. And know what? He made you in his image and his likeness. And when you speak, it's law. That's why you got to be careful what you say. That's why you got to guard your heart. Hallelujah. What you put into your mind and into your spirit. Why? Because out of it, the Bible say, out of what? Out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your spirit are the issues of life. If you sow to the flesh, you shall let the flesh reap corruption. What's the flesh? The natural man. If you sow to the spirit, what's the spirit? That's that mighty man, that mighty woman that you are, created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And if you sow them seeds, you shall let the spirit reap life everlasting. What you're doing, you're operating the law. Laws of the kingdom. What? You're speaking the word of life. Why are you speaking the word of life? Because you're sowing it in your heart and in your spirit. What purpose? So that it can produce, man, exactly what you say. Exactly what you say. You're doing that anyway. We are the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. However, in order for us to make the right choice and the right decision, they're going to lead us to our God-given destiny. Depends on the quality of the knowledge that we have. And the quality of the knowledge. You can have great knowledge, but I'm talking about quality knowledge. I'm not talking about sense knowledge, knowledge that we derive from our five sense reasonings and our natural education system. No, I'm talking about revelation knowledge. See, there are two kinds of knowledge in the area. There's sense knowledge, knowledge that we derive from our universities and schools that comes through our five sense reasonings. And then there's a revelation knowledge, a knowledge that's revealed to us, man, by God himself, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And unless it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, you could never know it. You can't learn this in universities and schools and in our education system. Why? Because this revealed knowledge, this revelation knowledge, that can only be revealed, this revelation knowledge of what? Not just the Most High God and Jesus Christ who he sent, but revelation knowledge of who you are. Hallelujah. Where you come from? Why are you here? The potential that you have. And where you going to end up at? You know where you're going to end up at? In heaven or earth. Read your Bible in Revelation chapter 21. Read your Bible in Genesis chapter 1. And that's where God established you at. In heaven or earth. In that Garden of Eden, man, that he planted on the earth, man. And there he placed a man in. What? In heaven or earth. And man got lost, got separated from what? Heaven on earth. And the Holy Spirit. And where going to end up at? Heaven on earth. That's what Revelation say. Hallelujah. Genesis say, boy, God planted a garden in Eden and placed a man there. Where? In heaven on earth. Revelation 21 say, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. Where? Coming down to the new earth. Hallelujah. Coming out of hell. Coming back. I ain't saying we ain't going to hell. I just say you ain't going to spend eternity there. You're going to go there, and you're going to come back. Hallelujah. And it's going to be like what the king say, what? Let it be on earth just like it is in hell. If I can tell you to start staying there, start decreeing there, start praying there, start saying that, start decreeing there, start praying there, what? God's will for your life. What? Hey, that you be healed. He not willing that none should perish, that you be saved. He not willing that none should be sick. By his stripes you were healed. He not willing that none should be lost. He came to seek and save the lost. He not willing that none should be in life, boy, but in the kingdom the wealth is common. He not willing that none should be heartbroken. Why? Because he came to heal the brokenhearted. That none should be bound up by no circumstance, no situation, no symptom. Why? Because he kind of set the captives free and the recovering of sight to the blind. Not those who are just physically blind, but those who are spiritually blind. Spiritually blinded to the truths of God's word and what God is doing and what God says. Well, we know about what God said through Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the other prophets and Moses and all the Old Testament characters. We know everything he said through them. But, you know, you got to find out what he said, man, when there was no prophet. Before there ever was a prophet or Abraham or Moses or Noah or any of the Old Testament characters. Man, God been speaking. Hallelujah. And, boy, when he spoke, here's the first word he said about you. Let's make man in our image and our likeness. You think what the devil did, man, in Genesis chapter 3 can alter that word? Got more power than that word? Can override that word? Can make that word of none effect? I'm going to say it again. God said, I didn't say Jeremiah, Isaiah, Obadiah, none of the Old Testament prophets, Moses, none of David, none of them. Thank God for what they said. The Bible said this here, listen. Out of all the Old Testament saints and characters, the greatest one out of them all is John the Baptist. Greater than Moses, greater than Isaiah, greater than Jeremiah, greater than Ezekiel, greater than Hezekiah, greater than all of them. And did he say this? Who is the greatest out of all Old Testament characters? John the Baptist. You know what he said next? He said, but those of you who are in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Call the Old Testament saints, they look for it to come. They proclaim and preach, man, that it's coming. Boy, they prophesied that there's coming the Messiah, that there's coming, man, a child, going to be born of a virgin, man. They kept prophesying he's coming. And this was the law. Here's the law that God gave to Moses. Here's how you're supposed to live, man, and live according to these laws and believe the prophecies. What the law of Moses? Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. If you read those laws correctly, I tell you that word shall mean most definitely. So it was a schoolmaster. So when God was saying, thou shalt have no other God besides me, he was saying, thou most definitely will have no other God besides me. When he's saying, thou shalt not kill, he said, thou most definitely will not kill. Thou most definitely will not steal. Thou most definitely will not commit adultery. Thou most definitely will not cover thy neighbor's wife. Thou most definitely. That's what shall mean, most definitely. I shall not have no other God before the Lord my God. I shall not, hallelujah, sin against the Lord my God. I shall not steal. I shall not kill. I shall not, man, commit adultery. I shall not do all these things. All them things that he told Moses, he would tell them, boy, what you most definitely ain't going to do. When I finish with you, you ain't going to have no other gods. Hello. When I finish molding and shaming you, you ain't going to commit no adultery. When I finish, man, you know, making you, man, in my image, in my likeness, man, you ain't going to kill. You ain't going to steal. You ain't going to covet your brother's possessions. When I finish with you, you're going to be just like I said, just like what I decreed and declared, and just like what our purpose was. You're going to be just like me. Manifesting me in the earth, said the Lord. Manifesting my character and my nature. Not having church, and not, man, being a religious organization, but be a kingdom of kings and priests. What's a king? That's a ruler. That's a spiritual figure. I mean, that's a political figure. What's a priest? That's a representative. That's a spiritual figure. And what the Bible say in the book of Revelation, chapter 5? Who can open up the book and tell us what's really going on, man? Everybody got this opinion about this, and their opinion about this, and the Bible mean this, and this is what it's saying. Who can open up the book and tell us what's really going on? And they say, well, no man. And then they begin to weep. That's in Revelation chapter 5. Then the boy that 24 else say, hey, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he can open up the book and tell us what's going on. He said, because of what he has done for us, who are we talking about? Jesus Christ. What he done for us, redeemed our life from destruction, crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy, and restored back to us everything that Adam forfeited and lost, man, that belonged to us too. What he going to do? Redeem our life from that destruction and restore us back to God's original plan and purpose for our life. Bible saying, because of what he done for us, we have been made unto our God. Watch this here. That's Revelation chapter 5. We have been made, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us already, we already been made unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign forever. Well, on earth. What we have been made, kings and priests, in that order. A king first. What that is, that's a ruler. Hallelujah. And a priest. What that is, that's a spiritual representative. So we reign in life by applying spiritual principles. What we do? How you reign in life? How you operate in your kingship? By applying spiritual principles. What spiritual principles? Spiritual laws. What's the spiritual laws? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. What that said in the Bible? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Who talking? That's God talking. That ain't no prophet. That ain't no preacher. That ain't author. That ain't Kingdom Life ministry. That ain't man whatever ministry. That ain't the Pope. Who that is talking? And God said. Verse 9. First chapter of Genesis. And God said, verse 11. And God said, verse 14. And God said, verse 20. And God said, verse 24. And God said, verse 26. And God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them, who? Man. have what? Have dominion. What that is? Kingship, kingdom, rulership, authority, sovereign reign. Oh, what? The fish of the sea, the bird of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. Let them do what? Let them reign in life. Let them rule over. Let them take authority and power and control over their circumstances, their situations, and their symptoms in their life. Not over people, but over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confront their lives. Let them take the word of the king and put that in their mouth and rule and reign over every adversity that opposes itself against the known will of God for our lives. How, Arthur? By taking the word of life. What God said. What he said concerning you and I, let's make them just like us. Who is us? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And let them, who? Mankind. Let's make them like us, but let them have kingship over the earth. Let them be masters and rulers over the territory that I've provided for them, the earth. Hallelujah. For what purpose, Arthur? Why give them dominion in the earth so they can make it in their territory just like it is in the territory that they originated from? Where we originated at, you originated in heaven. That's where our Father is in heaven. Our Father, which what? Which art in heaven. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Why? Because his kingdom has come and his will is being done on earth like it is in heaven. It might not seem like it. It might not appear like it. You might not know it. You might not have been preached that and taught that. You might not even have no confidence and faith in that. Nevertheless, that don't make the word of the king of none effect. Maybe God go ahead what he said. If he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them men have dominion over the earth, let them have kingship over the earth, man, it's going to be there. And boy, I found out something, like I told you earlier, boy. I found out that the law of life that's in Christ Jesus, that the law of life that's in the word of God, that heaven and earth, I'm talking about this atmosphere that we live in and this earth that we know it now, that's going to pass away. Why? Because God will for it to be on earth like it is in heaven. And we know that it ain't like that on the earth. So whatever on this earth now, it's going to pass away. That's why the Bible says in Revelation, behold, I saw a new heaven, a new atmosphere, and a new earth. And I saw men, God's family, God's children who had gone up to heaven. I saw them all coming down. And I saw them all reigning on the earth forever. And I saw that the presence of the Lord was with them. Hallelujah. 24/7. Just like the presence of the Lord was with Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. Can you imagine that? Well, that's what's been restored back to you. That's what's been restored back to us. To all of us. What? The Holy Spirit. That's the divine connection between God and man and the divine connection between heaven and earth. What's been restored back to you? The Holy Spirit. What else has been restored back to you? Entrance back into the Garden of Eden. You know them flaming, them angels with the flaming sword that God, when he put Adam and Eve out of his presence, out of heaven on earth, out of the Garden of Eden, and he placed on at the gate men, angels with flaming swords to protect the tree of life. Let man eat off that tree and live forever in that fallen state. Man, them angels gone. The flaming sword's gone. There ain't no angel there protecting the tree of life no more. It's a door there. And Jesus said, I'm the door. I ain't it. I'm the way. I'm the truth about it. I'm the life about it. What God originally intended and planned and purpose for your life. You want to know how you are and what you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to think and how you're supposed to talk and how you're supposed to walk here? Do you say, watch me? You see me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen the Father, then you'll see you. Why? Because he created you just like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you saying to us, brother? Didn't I tell you, man, about the laws of the kingdom, the law of life, the law of sowing and reaping, the perfect law of liberty? Listen, you can receive this message or you can reject it. You got three more ages. You can receive the blessing or you can reject the blessing. You can receive the curse or you can reject the curse. You can receive life and death more abundantly or you can reject it. You can receive healing and health and provision for your life or you can reject it. You can receive the gospel of the kingdom or you can reject it. You got free will. That's a law in the kingdom called a law of liberty. You choose. God told Adam and Eve, you can eat up any tree in the garden you want to. Eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But if you eat up, what do you, he didn't say if you, you say, but don't eat out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You say you can. I give you free will. You can live your own life. You can choose me or you can reject me, said the Lord. You can accept Jesus Christ in your life or you can choose something else. I give you liberty, freedom to make a choice to serve me. If you're going to serve me, it ain't going to be because, man, I made you serve me. It's going to be because, man, you chose to serve me, said the Lord. If you go to hell, it ain't going to be because, man, you know, that's because it's going to be because that's what you chose. I told you some total of the choices and the decisions that we make every day. Having to make the right choices and the right decisions that's going to lead to your God-given destiny depends on the quality of the knowledge that you have. That's why when we come on this radio broadcast, man, let me tell you something. Just like Jesus said, man, somebody say, what do you say? I say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And just like what Jesus said. Hallelujah. As I am, so are you. The works that I do, so shall you. What shall me most definitely? As the Father sent me, what the Father sent you to do? For this reason, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, for this reason was the Son of God manifested. For what? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Keep you blinded to the truths, man, of God's word. Keep you ignorant, man, of the gospel of the kingdom. Keep you from finding out, man, the laws that govern God's kingdom. Listen, that's a message you ain't never heard nothing. I guarantee you, man, most of you under the sound of my voice, you didn't know about those laws. What? The law of life, the law of liberty, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of love, the law of promise, the law of faith. That's a law in the kingdom. In the kingdom, you know how you live? You live by faith. Faith what? Faith in the law of life. Faith in the word of God. How you operate in faith? But by putting it in your mouth and acting on it. By speaking it and acting on it. What you doing? You living by faith. Speaking what? The word of the king. The word of life. Speaking that and acting on that. What you doing, man? You living, man, by faith. Faith in what? In what the king say. Faith in the law of life. And it's because you made the choice to do that. And because you made the choice to do that, then, boy, I'm talking about the Bible saying, Ephesians, boy, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Who did what? Who has already blessed us. Who chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. And watch what he say. Covered in his love. Boy, I'm telling you, can't nothing separate you from the love of God. You think what Adam and Eve disobedience can separate you from the love of God? What they did? It caused you to be separated from God? Hallelujah. God's original intent and plan and purpose for your life. You think even though you got separated from God and Adam, you think that stopped God from loving you? And from God, from that moment after they disobeyed God, everything they've been doing ever since they disobeyed God was a means to one end. That's to get you back in right standings with God, to get you back in righteousness and obedience to God's word so that you continue on in your course toward the destination that God set for your life. What's that destination again? That it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, God wants you saved. God wants you healed. God wants us delivered. God wants every need that's in our life provided for. God wants peace, man, unspeakable, and joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants to be in our life here on earth like it is in heaven. How you going to get that done, Arthur? Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. How you going to get that done, man, by your spirit? All he's waiting on is the word of the king. Hallelujah. So that's why I did say, I only say what I hear my father say. That's why the Holy Spirit, man, take what I say and manifest it in the earth. Because my speech and my teaching is not just enticing words of man's wisdom, but it's in demonstration and it's in power. Glory to God. When he told the devil to go, they went. When he told the dead to cut and to rise, they rose. When he told boy the sickness and disease men to go from people's body, they left. When he spoke, things happened. What God want? He want when you and I speak, he want things, same thing, things to happen too. He want you to have how? Boy, he wants you and I to start saying what he say. Well, if you're sick in your body, don't line your words up with the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Line your word up with what the king say about your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. And guess what's going to have? You're going to have whatsoever you say. Not what you pray. It tell you what to pray. Whatsoever thing you desire. Well, what you do, what your desire, your desire got to come from the Lord. So whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And watch this, and he said, you shall have them. But then after you pray, that's what get the answer sent. But just because the answer sent, that don't necessarily mean that it's going to be received. You remember when Daniel prayed? The answer was sent right then. But boy, it was intercepted. You got an enemy. And don't ever want you, boy, to have faith in the word of God, man. Why? Because he know that without faith is impossible for you to please God. He know that the only way you can get anything, man, from the throne of God, grace, is through faith. He know that it is by grace that you are saved, but it's through faith. He know that it is by grace that we are healed, but it's through faith. He know that it is by grace that we are provided for, but it's through faith. Everything that we're going to get from God is going to be because of God's grace, God's favor toward us. But in order for us to appropriate that grace and God's favor toward us, you're going to have to be by faith. Glory to God. We're going to have to be operating, man, that law, the law of faith. What faith is believing God to the point where we act on what we believe even before we see any manifestation of it. What faith is again? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What it is again, Brother Arthur, is man believing God's word to the point where we act on it before we see any manifestation of it. Before you see any manifestation of it, boy, putting it in your mouth and acting on it. Hallelujah. And guess what's going to happen, man, in due season? If you don't cave in and give up and quit, boy, you're going to reap if you don't faint. There's a law in the kingdom, sowing and reaping. You sow God's word into your heart, and guess what you're going to reap, boy? God's word, the potential that's in that word. That's being fruitful. That's taking the word of God and manifesting it in our lives. That's what being fruitful means, to take God's word and produce it in our lives. Not just, man, to have the seed of God's word, but to take the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of God's word and, man, speak it into our lives, into our circumstances, into our situation, into our symptoms, into our world, into our families, into our lives. But how long are we forever? Till we get to the point where we only say what we hear our Father say, and we only do what we see our Father do. Till, boy, we be the express image of Jesus Christ, who is the express image of the Father. That's why Jesus said, as I am, so are you. The work that I do, so shall you. As the Father sent me, that's the same way I'm going to send you. Just like the Father sent